I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The COVID-19 pandemic and 2020 blessings, both came from Wuhan, China. We'll get some unique perspective in just a moment. And then later, volunteers at a burn clinic put God's love on display in Haiti. The details coming up. But first, today ends 2020, which has been a year of uncertainty, unrest, and surprisingly, achievement. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World describes unexpected blessings in Asia.
In China, for example, we were able to distribute over 300,000 Gospels of John and 15,000 Bibles. The strongest requests were coming from the city of Wuhan itself, the point zero of this pandemic. And we had requests for over 30,000 Gospels of John from the churches and the Christians in that area. They said so many people are coming to us searching for truth in this crazy time.
Bibles for the World strives to be a catalyst for individual and cultural change through Christ and the power of His Word. 2020 calamities may have altered some ministry plans, but they couldn't disrupt the mission.
The gospel will not be quarantined. The Holy Spirit cannot be locked down. And we've seen that over and over again in these countries where we're working.
Pray new outreach in Vietnam will flourish.
Our big Christmas festival had to be postponed to next year. But local indigenous partners, they have gone ahead and done some smaller Christmas events. And over 150 came to know the Lord.
Subscribe to our daily email for updates on this project and more. And we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, in early October, the FBI thwarted a plot to kidnap and possibly murder the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. This incident highlights a larger trend, the growth of far-right terrorism in Western countries. According to the 2020 Global Terrorism Index, violence by neo-Nazis, ultra-nationalists, and white supremacist groups has increased by 250% over the last 5 years. So how can Christians respond? Bruce Allen of FMI says,
we need to pray for clear vision as we examine our own hearts. And do we hold on to values that are antithetical to true gospel ministry? Are we people who bully other people and say, my way or the highway? Are we people who thrive on division rather than unity? Do we know how to operate in harmony with each other and rely on each other's strengths, and then also share our strengths with them?
For many Christians in the United States, 2020 has brought pain and division, throwing lives and relationships into chaos.
There might be some reconciliation we need to do with other members of the body of Christ, or to show compassion to one another and model that for our children and for our communities.
In 2021, pray that many would see love and reconciliation in the church and be drawn to Christ. And 7 million people in Haiti don't have electricity. Around a third of the Haitian population has consistent power access. Some people can get by with intermittent power from generators or small charging stations, but when no power sources are available, candles, lanterns, and fires become essential for lighting and cooking in Haitian homes. But this creates another problem. Eva DeHart with For Haiti with Love says,
their cooking is usually outside on the ground with wood charcoal. Anytime you have open flame, and especially open flame low, it just lends itself to accidents. Children running and playing end up tumbling into the hot boiling water or into the burning charcoal, being so hungry that they pull the food off of the table before it started to cool and end up with food burning them all over.
For Haiti with Love runs a burn clinic to provide free medical care for these accidents. Everything they do is to express God's love for Haiti.
We are there because of God, and God's people in the United States provide the medicine and the bandages to make this all possible.
Please pray for people in Haiti to know God's love for them. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional written by women, for women, and it uses the furnishings of the Old Testament tabernacle as object lessons, along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.